Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us tonight for On Fire to Inspire. You could be doing anything because all of us, we live so busy, busy lives, and I don't take it for granted. We thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank our sponsors for sowing into this fertile ground. Each and every month, we thank Evangelist Townsend, Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And her books are available on all of your online book outlets. I'm telling you, Experiencing the Greatness of God, she is telling a real-life account of how God delivered her son from over a 15-year addiction to alcohol. I tell you, it's a great, great read. Lee and Lee Productions, the owners we're going to be interviewing tonight, so excited. Lee and Lee Productions presents the stage play that you don't want to miss, Solid as One. And so, can this family be broken by unforgiveness? Tonight's topic, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the power in forgiveness. So, you're so excited about having them as our special guest tonight. There are two shows coming up next week, April 30th, 4:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Make sure you get your tickets. It's going to be at the Synchronicity Theater at 1545 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. Again, you don't want to miss that show. They have two shows for you. So next week, I don't care if you got something to do, go ahead and rearrange your schedule because you don't want to miss it. Then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, where she takes care of all your hair care and beauty needs. I tell you, if you see Miss On Fire to Inspire getting ready for events, that's who's hooking the girl up. Braids, she takes care of your braids, your natural hair, your sew-ins, quick weaves, lock maintenance, lashes, makeup, and much, much more. Call Roz for your appointment today at 404-599-3712. And finally, we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Vincent Lynch, well, is your, I'm telling you, minstering for heaven. That man is a minstrel from heaven. And I tell you, all of your jazz tones just really, really take you to a place of just calmness and worship. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch. CDs are available at Reverb Nation and CD Baby. And then we have PrintTara.com, which for all of your business needs, if you need it as your magnetic signs, any of your printing needs. And then we have Unique Expression by Design. And I'm telling you, Angelise Washington will take care of your needs. If you need to bring something out of your head and get it there, and you need it customized and personalized, whether you need it for family reunions or your business, she can take care of you. From pens to cups, mugs, whatever, Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington is there for you. Thank you so much to each and every sponsor on Fire to Inspire. We truly, truly appreciate you. I tell you guys tonight, I'm so, so excited. The topic is power and forgiveness. Y'all, I'm telling you, that blessed my spirit today when I thought about that topic, because it does. It blesses me, because when I realize that walking in unforgiveness, it keeps you bound. So it keeps you in prison, not that other person, because they moved on with their life. But we ain't going to get too deep on it. But power and forgiveness, that's our topic tonight. And I am so very excited to bring the dynamic duo, husband and wife team, Antonio and Linda Lee. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, man and woman of God. How are you?
We're doing great. How you doing? And thank you. Thank you once again for just inviting us to be on your wonderful show tonight. And I know you heard from my wife Linda, but I'll be doing most of the talking tonight.
Good evening, Aaliyah. Good evening, everyone. And again, like my husband just said, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, I truly, truly appreciate it. I tell you, you guys have been blessing me with your plays and your books. I remember reading your first, I think it was your first book, Flatline Love. Was that your all's first
book?
Right,
that's the first one. Yes, 2012.
Yes, I remember that. That blessed me. I was like, wow, this is serious. And so it actually resuscitated some things for me and a couple of other people that I was able to refer it to. So we thank you all for being obedient and allowing God to use you all. But I'm not going to introduce you. I'm going to let you all introduce yourself. So, introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Well, first of all, I'm Antonio Lee. This is my beautiful wife,
Linda Lee.
And we are Lee and Lee Productions.
And we are Lee and Lee Productions. And we have been married how long?
31 years. 31
years.
And May 5th.
On May 5th, yeah. And so we've just been obedient, Aaliyah. Something that we hadn't been all our lives. And so we're just stepping out here trying to spread God's positive truth by way of media, radio, plays. The stage is our pulpit. It is definitely our pulpit. The books. At the beginning of the year, told Antonio we always fast. We usually do a 21-day fast, but we did 31 this year. And I told Antonio at the very beginning of the fast that God had spoke to me about being transparent. And I was like, well, I thought I was already transparent, God. And he was like, the only way you're going to transform is not only you have to be transparent, but everybody in your circle. And so one of the things we believe in is being transparent, because we want people to know that, yes, we're talking about this real stuff, but we've been in that real stuff. We don't want to talk at people. We want them to know that we've dealt with it. Our love actually did flatline. And so when we talk forgiveness, it's because we have struggled with unforgiveness for so long.
And we also had to learn how to be hot. And I use the hot as open, honest, and transparent. And we basically had to be open and transparent within ourselves first. That's where it starts. It starts with self first before we can depend on someone else. But we definitely had to start with a man in the mirror.
Love that. Love it. Love it. You know, many times people see the end results, but they don't know what it took to get there. They don't see the part, you know that you push past the pain to get to where you are. So I tell you, I love that, because you know, sometimes people want to say, you know, I've been saved all my life. I always been here. No.
Oh, no, exactly. Aaliyah, we hate it. Well, I do. I know. When people come up to us or they'll say, we want our marriage just like yours. And we'll say, baby, you come into the movie with the credits going up.
Because it's always hidden parts.
Absolutely.
We don't pay attention to the hidden parts. And we can cover the hidden parts up, you know, with our clothes or with our makeup. And we definitely don't go into the root of everything. And we always have a closet that we can go into and we can come out. But we can go into an empty closet and come out, and that way God can clean us up.
Yes, yes. Amen. So your very first book was entitled Flatline Love, and you were able to write that book because that's where you all were at one point. And
absolutely.
God just took that thing and turned it around, and now you're using it to help others. And you've authored another book since then?
Yes, I did a book in 2015, and it was entitled Your BFF, Really? Mm-hmm. It Takes One to Have One. I dealt with a lot of pain and disappointment with platonic friendships. And God had to teach me that, well, you left me out. Like, you left me out. And even when he's in it, you know, you can have your difficult moments. But he said, because you ran off picking and choosing and being in relationship, and I never said to do that. And so I had to talk, because you know what? We're on Facebook, you know, Aaliyah, and we call everybody our BFL. And so I asked the question with the book title, really? Are they your BFF? Are you a BFF to someone? Because if you're not, then how do you know they're your BFF? So I deal with the platonic relationships and how to have one, how to have a good relationship in a way that would glorify God, and when to let one go, because there comes a time. There's a chapter in the book called "And We Wear Black," because we grieve the loss of friendships, but there are times that it is time to say goodbye.
I definitely understand that, because sometimes, you know, you've outgrown different relationships, and that's where people get in trouble trying to stay in something when that person's still in the world, and God, you know, God has called you to something more, and you can't live like they live anymore, you know. So,
right.
Yes, I definitely
right.
understand. Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Wow.
We also learned too that some things are just for a season. Some friendships
uh-huh.
are just for a season to get
mm-hmm.
you past a different season and to build your character in a different area that God really wants you to go in, because you try to hold on too long, then you disobedient to God.
Right.
Because God
mm-hmm.
just say, okay, that was forever.
Right.
That was just for that
right.
time period to the next point. And we hold on sometimes too long, or
mm-hmm.
we don't hold on long enough. You know, sometimes you have to, you know, you have to really rub lives, you know, with certain people that God telling you to, and then it can be basically a blow up. But then again, you have to learn how to harvest that friendship, you know,
mm-hmm.
where it can grow. And you got to see exactly where it is.
Mm-hmm.
Learning the two sides of forgiveness, even sticking mm-hmm. with the plate that we got coming up. Knowing how to forgive and knowing how to receive forgiveness.
Right, right. Now, you know what? You just said a mouthful right there, Antonia. You said how to give it and how to receive it, because sometimes people don't even, you can forgive people and then they don't receive it. Well, if you forgive them, you did your part. Now, that person who's not receiving it, now they're walking in unforgiveness. Woo,
right.
They're tying the hands
right.
of God, because how can you thank God and bless you and do some things when you are holding on someone else hostage in your heart? Wow. What y'all have to
and
say?
That's how
that
the
one?
Play came to be, Aaliyah. That's how the play came
okay.
to be, because
okay.
someone very close to me was holding someone hostage, had them up on
mm-hmm.
a hook, refused to forgive them. And the only way that I could deal with their trauma was to write the play and put them in the lead role. And that
wow.
was Antonia.
Wow. You know,
yeah.
that's funny. That is so funny. But keep going.
Yeah, so go ahead.
But again, you know, it can always have a boomerang effect, because sometimes you don't even realize that you're trapped. Because
mm-hmm.
as you said earlier, you're really in bondage within yourself when you don't forgive
mm-hmm.
the person you are holding hostage. You know, they don't move on, but I'm still bound,
mm-hmm.
not knowing that I'm bound, you know, going through different traumas and why I can't move forward. But God say, you got to release it, you know. So I had to learn
mm-hmm.
how to release it. First of all, I had to learn how to forgive myself, you
mm-hmm.
know, for this dealing
mm-hmm.
in that.
Right, right. And have you all tended to find, you know, in the relationships that it tends to be more male or female holding on to the unforgiveness? What have you all
mm-hmm.
seen with that in your relationship coaching?
I think on my end, and I know the ladies may get mad with me, I think the ladies hold on longer.
Okay.
I think we hold on longer. We remember
mm-hmm.
and we bring up. And
mm-hmm.
And we're sweet with it, but we could slam that thing in a minute and bring back something that happened in 1973, and we in 2017, and you think we've squashed that thing. I think we hold on to it longer. What I found out, now, Antonia, you can beg to differ in our relationship coaching, is that most men, they drop it. They let it go. They don't even remember what the conversation was about yesterday, which makes the women even more mad because they don't remember.
Well, sometimes what men do, you know, on my perspective, we do tend to put it in a sea of forgetfulness, but we also can not talk about it, but then it's still harvesting down within our soul, because we don't bury it so deep, but then something traumatic will happen and it'll bring it back up, and it can blow up.
That's
the wrong
good.
Way.
That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Well, we
mm-hmm.
don't have
and,
it as
and
far.
Women, you know, with being, you know, married to Leonard for 31 years, you just going to come up and say it. You know, how you feel, you'll know.
Okay,
about
now why
it.
You led in with
you
being
know?
Married to Leonard for 31 years? Then you said, what they got to do?
Well,
what you trying to say?
Just knowing you and knowing women, basically, you guys, you know, sometimes can't hold water. Y'all just say it. It'll come up. We're going to come up. Going to come out. And we as men, we tend to hold on to our feelings because we're trying to protect our male, you know, our manhood, our ego. So we'll hold on a little bit longer, and then we'll forget it. But then something traumatic will have to happen to bring it back up.
So we need to pray for them, Aaliyah, because they tend to leave this earth quicker because of that, and we let it out. What do you think, Aaliyah?
Well, I think, you know, they were visited by a spirit of familiarity, and that's what brought it back up. And then now it's time to deal with it, and it's like a, it was like now there's a cactus effect, you know, like a, not a cactus, like a catalyst. It's like a big fire that could have been just a little bitty something, but now it's just huge. And it really was
a spark.
Yes, it was just a spark that could have been, you know, muffled, and actually all of life could have been taken out of it had it been addressed head on. And I think that's what a lot of people's problems are. They don't address the problem or get to the root. They just kind of put a Band-Aid on top, or they ignore it. Oh, well, we'll talk about it later. Or, you know what, I'm not going to tell her how I feel if that's my friend. You're supposed to. I'm not going to tell him about that because he's going to get mad.
Right.
What you think?
And you know what, Aaliyah, and I'm trying to say this. Oh, Lord, give me the words. I want to say this without giving away the play.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens, the dynamic of the play is you find out that you can think that you're thinking on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And then something traumatic, like you said, may happen. And you'll find out that you were never on the same page at all. Or pushing stuff in will make you think that it's gone. I mean, I know people, even myself, that I truly, someone would bring something up to me, and I was like, I don't remember that. And I've had friends who say, I don't remember that. And then something will happen, and we'll say, I do remember it, you know? Because we've pushed that thing so deep in, we learn to cope. We learn to find our own coping mechanisms.
Right, right. That's so true. So true, and so dangerous. So dangerous because things that could have been addressed, you know, so much sooner. So tell us about the show. I mean, it's coming up next week. And, you know, tell us, you said that it stemmed from unforgiveness. Actually, it was a real-life account of what
it
was about. That's what the inspiration was.
It is absolutely true when they say art imitates life.
Yes.
And, it was real. It was 2003, and we were riding from, well, first of all, we were members of a theater group at our first church, and they had asked, anybody write? We were already acting there, and I started to write the play, and long story short, I just needed to find a way to help Antonio get over his traumatic experience with his father. And I tried to talk. That didn't work. Therapy was okay because it was just surface therapy. They didn't go deep. And so I wrote the play, and I put him in the lead role at that time to deal with that. Now, let me show you how God, he has a sense of humor. He has a sense of humor, but he does the things the way he wanted done.
Right.
So I put him in the lead role in a therapeutic way to help him get through it. And it helped. Once he realized that's what I was doing, he didn't even get mad. It helped him so much, right? That was 2003.
Okay.
2008 rolls around, and I'm being very, you know, I'm just open. This is how we minister. 2008 rolls around, and Antonio and I split up. We split up for a little while, and when God worked that thing out through, and I thank God for Elder Orrin Parrish because he walked with us. You hear me? I mean, he walked with us. And when God bonded us back together, my mentor, who I should have let know that we were on the air talking about this, Cherie Brooks, she said, you're going to have to do Solid as One again. And I said, no, I'm working on something else. She said, no, you need to do Solid as One again. I said, why? She said, because when you first did it, it was about helping Antonio and helping people that dealt with things of that nature. I said, She said, you got to do it again now because it's about you. And I said, excuse me? She said, it's about you now because you're, you're the woman in the play now. And so now it's about you. It's about you, the woman that got left. And I'm being real. I was like, I'm not getting up there telling that. Now, it's okay for me to push him up there. in that point. I wasn't getting up there and letting people, because I know, I knew it was going to come out. I know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
But lo and behold, I was obedient because, you know, partial obedience is total disobedience. And so
right.
I was obedient, and I got up there, and we did it. That was 2008 because in 2003 somebody else played that part. I just had a cameo role. And so
mm-hmm.
I did it in 2008. I did it in 2009. I did it in 2015, and I'm doing it again. And so what's happening now, people who are dealing with either one of them can get ministered to. I've had people walk up to me after the play and said, that's my life. Or I got a phone call from one lady. She said, well, I came to your play. And let me let you know, I haven't spoken to my mother in over 12 years. She said, I'm still not going to call yet, but I will tell you your play got me contemplating the idea. But I have not, I don't plan on calling this year, but I've never even thought about calling her until I came to your play. And so my thing is, what, God, you just asked me to plant a seed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not God. We just plant seeds. And then hopefully somebody will be open enough to be watered. Who come in that door. He said, even if it's one. Antonio is always one who said, Linda, yeah, we want the ticket sold, but Linda, you know what God says, as long as it's one. Right, Antonio?
Yep.
So sometimes I get distressed, and oh my God, the ticket's going slow. And he said, Linda, God gave you a vision, so he'll do that, David. He'll make provision.
Amen, amen. And he will make provision for every vision
amen.
He's giving you.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm telling you, I'm excited about it.
I tell my wife all the time, my job here is to promote her, to try to make her the female Tyler Perry, you know, because she writes, she directs, you know what I'm saying, you know, say, hey, she can do it, you know. I'm here to motivate her, to encourage her, and to push her, you know, the gift that God has given her. So what we do as a family is just try to pull all our resources together and just, hey, whatever God has given us to do, then we are commissioned to do just that.
Before we get off that, Aaliyah, could I shout the cast out? We have an awesome, awesome cast.
Yes, please do.
We have Elder Darrell Smith from Voices of Faith. He's been playing his role since 2009.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we have two newcomers, Wanda Green and Lauren Pritchett. And I get a little worried when I get newcomers. I love to teach acting, but I can be a little tough, believe it or not. You know I look shy and all that. But they are hungry for the stage. They are hungry for God's word. And and then we have a new comer. She's only 6 years old, and her name is Marley Young. Yes, and she has a pivotal role in this play. She shows you how generational curses start early.
Mm.
We have Ed Young, and we have Tony Jamal Lee, and we have, you know, so we got Sadia Young, Mariama. We got these dancers are going to blow you away. I'm telling you. And let me tell you something. There's a woman in this play who's been doing it since 2015, Carol Lupo Wilson. All I can tell you is that she is just going to make you, if you come in there worried about anything, she's going to crack you up so bad that you're going to forget about what you came in there for. The girl just is a natural. So. Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be power packed. It really is. It's going to be power packed.
Amen.
And then, of course,
for
you got Mr. Antonio.
Yes, yes, yes. For those of you who are joining us, we have Antonio and Linda Lee. I'm telling you, this is a dynamic duo. They are playwrights, they are relationship coaches, they are actor and actress, they're entrepreneurs. And I tell you, I love how this man say, my job is to push her. You know, that's the word. Those are the words of a God man, understanding the queen that he has and understanding what they're doing is oneness. I just love it. You guys just, I'm telling you, it's so beautiful. It is so beautiful.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. That's God.
Yes, it is. And to be able to see it in action, because I remember coming to, I don't know if you all were at a school auditorium one year when I came.
Okay, so actually, Carol Wilson, who is in our play now, it was
mm-hmm.
actually her play that you came to in 2012. She did
okay.
the play for her brother, who at that time needed a kidney.
Okay.
And you and one of your constituents, you guys were on a mission if it were not for kidney disease, it was something else you were, guys were doing. You guys were doing something. Yes. And so you came out to the play. Yes. And actually, I played a crackhead in her play.
Yes.
I was smoking my cigarette. Yes, y'all, I was still safe. I was smoking my cigarette, scratching my arm, and I was the best crackhead in town in that play. So she did that play in 2000. So the book came out in May of 2012. Carol Fink did her play in August or June, and then we did our production in September, Flatline Love.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you know, it's so inspirational to hear, you know, that, hey, yes, we've been married 31 years, but that book that we wrote together, Flatline Love, was because that's what happened to our love, that we split up for a moment, but God brought that thing back together. He took the blinders off, and we're stronger than ever and helping others. So I just love it. I just love it. So when you share that story, when you get transparent like that, what's some of the feedback that you guys get?
You get a lot of feedback. Yeah. You go ahead, babe.
Well, basically, I don't know where to start.
Well, first of all, we get feedback like, they don't want to hear it. The way we kind of bait people in, you know, they don't know that they're going to really get ministered to. It's our style. But the feedback we get, like I told you earlier, people will let us know, that was my life. You're making me think about calling my mom or what have you. That's with Solid is one. Thank you. I was holding on to some stuff, somebody else did me wrong, and I don't want to forgive them, but I'm thinking about going ahead and letting them off the hook. With the Flatline Love, one of the things that we try to teach, and that I get a good feedback, especially from the ladies on this, I tell them, before it flatlines, it's just like a heart monitor. You got to have some high blood first, cholesterol have to go bad first, before, you know, if some things happen before it dies. But we don't pay attention to the monitor. We don't pay attention to the fact that we're neglecting, or we're not paying each other enough attention, or we're not dating, or maybe are you making love to him like you need to be making love to him? Let's just keep it all the way real. You know, little things that's not there that needs to be there. So that's kind of, you know, when we get feedback, it's like, thank you for being real. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, baby?
First of all, you know, I tell people all the time, you had to give up something to get something. And and that can be time. I know with me, you know, I had to learn how to give my wife quality time. So I had to give up. I love football. I love my Pittsburgh Steelers. I had to give up watching the game on some Sundays, or just give up some time just to spend that quality time with her. And then it helped. Because she started liking football, she started liking what I like, but I had to give it up first so I can gain more.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, you have so many people that have so many different angles on, you know, relationships and marriage. But one of the things I did learn, and, you know, as you're talking to different people, whether they're marriage coaches or you lived it yourself, one of the things I learned was that marriage is not a noun, it's a verb. And a verb is an action word, and it takes, you know, it takes cultivating, it takes working upon, it's daily work, you know, to make sure you keep it alive, because otherwise it flatlines, like you all talked about in the book itself. So I tell you, you guys are truly, truly doing what you're called to do.
Thank you. And we want people to get out there. We want you guys to come to the show. Please come to the show. Check it out. And I tell people all the time, Aaliyah, you know, some people will hit me back and say, well, I'm out of town or I have something to do. Yes, but tell 10 more people. It's called empowerment. If something comes up and I can't listen to your show, I'm sending the link out to 7 more people who know 7 people that I don't know, who know 7 people. You know, we got to help each other. Right? We got to kill that crap mentality, especially in our you know, among us.
In our arena.
That's a good one. So if they want to, you know, get tickets, and I don't know if I'm getting ahead, I'm sorry, but if they want to get tickets, the tickets are on Eventbrite. eventbrite.com.
Okay.
And a lot of people are familiar with Eventbrite.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are only $20. If you have a group of 10 or more, it drops down to $15.
Okay.
And so
and
we
have
a 4:30 and 7:30 show.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the theater is Synchronicity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Leah gave all that out, the address. And some people like to come to shows early so they can get back home early, so that's the 4:30 show. But some people have a lot to do on Sundays, and they just want somewhere to go, you know, hang out, date night, you know, whatever. That 7:30 show will work. We have two amazing MCs.
Mm-hmm.
We have Big Daddy Aaron Wilson. I call him Big Daddy. I'm sorry, y'all, but he DJs. So we have Aaron mm-hmm. Wilson doing the 7:30 show.
Yes.
And we have one of the ministers from New Life, our church. We go to New Life, Marlon Harris. And we have Minister Darren Dickerson, who will be emceeing the 4:30 show. So we got people coming in to be a blessing. We just need the seats filled.
Mm-hmm.
You need the seats filled, you guys. So just come on and buy your tickets. And Leah, before our time is up, I wanna do something. I believe in giving as much as getting. Right?
Yes.
So I was trying to hold on to something. I got about 3.5 more hours before my 54th birthday.
How many?
So about 3.5 more hours before I'm 54.
Uh-huh.
And so I've only told a few people, and a lot of people don't know, but I just right hot off the press, I just came out of the studio. I have a brand new inspirational devotional CD. I send out devotionals, and Aaliyah, you've gotten them before. I send them out via text.
Yes, yes.
And so God spoke to my heart and said, okay, now you need to get it out to the masses. So I went in the studio, and I have my very first CD that will drop tomorrow, and it's called Coming to You Straight from My Heart, Inspirational Devotionals for Everyday Living.
Wow, love it.
Yeah.
What a birthday gift.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen. Yes, yes. I tell you, that's such a blessing, such a blessing. For those of you who are joining, whether you've been here from the beginning of the show or you're just joining in, we have Antonio and Linda Lee live with us. I tell you, they are the dynamic duo, husband-wife team that's allowing God to use them in so many ways. They both act. They're relationship coaches. They've written a book together. I'm just telling you, I just love them. And so they
Amen.
Have a play coming up this coming Saturday. I mean, excuse me, next Saturday. So you have a whole week
mm-hmm.
and a couple of days. But you have two shows.
The 30th.
The 30th. You got two shows. Mm-hmm. So if you can't make the 7:30 show, come on out to the 4:30 show. I'm telling you guys, I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to try to make the 4:30 because 7:30 at church. So I'm going to try to make the 4:30. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I come. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited for you. I'm excited with you. I'm just like, wow, God is just doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing, and I'm excited to be able to share with you guys. So tell me, you guys are, you know, I know you said you all had decided. I did that 21-day fast with y'all 3 years ago.
Yes, you did.
So you all
yes,
did
you
the
did.
30-day this time.
Yes, so first it was, with 21. Last year we did 28, and so this year we did 31. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You
and
usually 31.
What happens when you're fasting, Aaliyah, as you're getting in the midst of it, when you touch that, what do we call that, when you get to that sweet spot. Thank you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You get to that sweet spot in that fast, but you don't even think about the food. That time with God is so sweet until when
mm-hmm.
it's about to end, you almost get depressed. Mm-hmm. It's like you got to come off that mountain sooner or later, but you don't want to. But you know what, my baby,
wow.
You tell me. He just said he wanted to bless some people. What do you want to do? Tickets? What do you want to do?
We basically want to give away a free CD.
A free CD. Okay. Yeah. Hey, what a way. This is like my CD release party
yes.
on Inspire.
Okay.
On fire to inspire, because you got to be on fire to want to inspire somebody,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to give away a free CD, one of my free
right.
CDs. So I guess
all
when
right.
they call in or whatever, however you want to do it, Aaliyah, whatever you want, call or number, we're going to let you do
okay.
that. This is your show.
All right. So this is, we're going to be celebrating Linda's 54th birthday. So I'm excited for you guys and about the whole thing. But I'm going to take the very first person that is caller number one. We're going to take caller number one, see if how fast they can press that one. If you press one, you're dialed in at 929-477-2174. If you press one, you are the winner of this inspirational CD that Linda is releasing tomorrow. So you're actually going to have first dibs on something that's hot off the press. If you press one, if you're listening. Now, if you're online, you got to dial in at 929-477-2178. But if you are listening at that number already, just press one and the first person. All right, we already have a person that's raising their hand.
Amen.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us? Hello, you're live. You're caller number one. Who do we have with us? You may be on mute. You are live on Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us? All right, we're going to give you all about 3 seconds. Three, two, one. I have a Georgia number. It ends in 8268. All right, we got to go to the next caller. All right, here we go. Next caller. You're live on Fire to Inspire. You are our winner. Who do we have with us?
Judicia.
You said, say your name again.
Judicia.
Hi, Judicia. Welcome, and you are the winner.
Yay!
Congratulations. Yay. You just won.
Yay.
Yeah, Linda.
Hey, Judicia.
Hey, my honey, very much. I thought I had missed you. I just got off work, and I was just calling in.
Amen.
And tell her the name of it again, Linda.
So the name of the new CD is called Coming to You Straight from My Heart, Inspirational Devotional for Everyday Living. And so I'm excited because there were so many people I hadn't told, but a few people. And so of all the people, Judicia won. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Amen. Awesome. And let me give you the name of a couple of the tracks in here. Track number one, God's GPS. Track two, Let's Get It. And track three, Iron Sharpens Iron. So we have intro and an outro, but yeah, Iron Sharpens Iron, Let's Get It, and God's GPS.
Now, you said some soundtrack.
I like that.
Yeah. Yes.
Me too. Now, when did I get it?
Congratulations, Judicia.
Yeah,
yes.
You can just reach out to us. I can get it to you. You know what? Will you be at the breakfast on Saturday?
I will.
So we'll pick it up.
Okay, so pick it up Saturday.
There.
We'll be there.
Okay.
And so I'll just sign it on Saturday for you. How about that? We'll sign it. I'll sign it.
That will work. Thank you so much.
We love you.
Love you too.
Thank you for dialing in and listening, Judicia. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Guys, we are going to win. I'm so excited for you. That's an awesome birthday gift. Awesome, awesome birthday
Amen.
Gift.
Amen.
Wow. So, guys, again, this show is coming up next week. You have two opportunities to go out and support this awesome, awesome cast, awesome, awesome man and woman of God, Lee and Lee Productions will be presenting Solid as One. So I'm telling you, you're going to feel like you went to a Tyler Perry show at a fraction
Amen.
Of the cost. So you really want to go out and support.
Amen.
And it's next Saturday, April 30th, 4:30 and 7:30 shows. And it's Synchronicity.
Yes, synchronicity.
Okay.
It's right in front of Channel 2. Channel 2.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It's right in front of WSB, Channel 2, and a little bit up from Woodruff Arts Center on Peachtree Street.
Okay. And the address is 1545 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, 30309.
Yes.
So, guys, you definitely want to go out. And you can purchase your tickets on Eventbrite. And you can put in Solid as One to pull it right up. So you want to go out and support and meet Miss On Fire to Inspire at 4:30 show. Looking forward to seeing you guys there. So, guys, yeah. I tell you, I'm so excited for you guys. And I know that the ones who have been on here with us, they probably have some questions for you guys. And so if you have a question or comment for Linda or Antonio, because they've talked about a lot. They've talked about forgiveness and how it holds you in bondage for not forgiving. They talked about, you know, they were transparent about their relationship and how they had split up and God brought them back together. And now they're helping others. And they've been together a total of 31 years. God, I'm telling you, you don't hear that in this day and time. So if you have a question or comment for either one of them, press 1. And we're going to bring you on live. So if you have a question or comment for them, press 1. I'm going to bring you on to ask your question or, you know, say something to them. Because I'm telling you, this is so encouraging to hear. You know this is not something you hear daily, that a couple has been married 31 years and they are writing plays together. They're writing books together. And the man of God is saying, I know my queen. I know what I got. And I'm here to help her shine. Man, that blessed me.
Amen.
So, you know, I know many, sometimes they get a little shy, you know, I don't know why they get shy, but, you know, many times they'll start sending me chats after the show. Aaliyah, such and such. I'm like, why didn't you say that live? Or,
right,
you know, so that's
right.
Open on the chat. So if you look on the event on Facebook, feel free to put in any kind of messages out there or something that, you know, you feel like was a really strong point that you all said or covered. Like when Antonio said what the acronym for HOT meant, honest, open, and transparent. I did put that out there. And I put in the title of your devotional. But anything else that, you know, you want to put out there, make sure you put that out there because people will comment on it and things of that nature. But I'm telling you, it's just been a true blessing because people are not able to walk into the fullness of everything God has called them to, you know, whether it's in their marriages, whether it's in their businesses, their personal life, because they're holding on to unforgiveness. And this is not God. It's not God.
Yeah, it's not.
Let me ask you this. It's not. He's love. Let me ask y'all this. So how did you get free from that? How did you get free from the unforgiveness demon and move forth in forgiveness and love? Because you're helping somebody else right now.
First of all, I had to admit that I was there. So I think the first step in any 12-step program is to admit that, hi, I'm Linda. I don't forgive, you know, like I'm an alcoholic. But, first I had to realize and admit that I was not forgiving. And then I had to admit how heavy it was. Because I didn't realize why I was so heavy, why I was so bogged down. And then I realized, metaphorically speaking, I was drinking the poison. Right, babe. And so what I was doing was I was drinking the poison, but I wanted the other person to die when I wasn't forgiven.
Wow.
And I mean, they hurt me. Now it wasn't like I'm saying I forgave them and they didn't do. No, they did some stuff to me, but so did we do a lot of stuff to God. But look what He did for us. And so you know, people will say, well, I'm not God and I'm not Jesus. No, but we're supposed to be in His likeness. And once I started to just bit by bit forgive, bit by bit, and I noticed how light I felt. For me, it was like, I have to do it real quick. Like, I do it real quick because I don't want that weight on me. What about you, Antonio?
Well, what I do and how I dealt with it is for me to do a self-examination. And sometimes it's very hard. You know, hard to tell yourself the truth because sometimes we can walk in denial and we can lie to ourselves. And, try to be in a victim mentality. You know, we had a victim. Uh-huh. Oh, we always the victim. But then now we had to really look at ourselves. And I heard this a long time ago, is to look at the mirror. And when you look at the mirror, you can be able to correct yourself because you can find anything any flaws. You know, the only way you can help yourself is to correct yourself. And that way you got to look deeply into the mirror to get any flaws out of your way. And your mind can get clogged up. And we can fall into the victim mentality and stay there. And then we won't be able to move. But then we got to examine ourselves. What part did I play in this? You know, sometimes we don't see our part.
Yeah.
But you know, we had to really look at it and really examine it. I played a major part in this, you know, but then find out what that is and then have God to help you work that part out. Well, you can't do it alone.
Oh, no.
Because a lot of times we try to do it on our own and in our own strength, and we mess the things up. But now that we can trust and lean on God, and that's one of my favorite verses, to trust and lean on God, and he shall acknowledge him.
Yeah.
And then he shall direct my path. So I try to direct my own path, and then I go down the wrong street.
What about this too, Antonio, having people in your circle, people keeping you accountable?
Because we can look
in the mirror and see what we want to see.
Yeah, because sometimes, yeah, that's true. Because, you know, just having someone, again, sharpening yourself, you know. As we say, iron sharpens iron, but we got to have somebody to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
We got to have a circle of people that are going to tell you the truth.
Yes.
And you be able to tell them the truth.
Yes.
And then you got to understand, you got to control your emotions and your feelings. Yeah? And don't wear your feelings on your sleeve, because it hurt. Sometimes the truth hurt. You hurt and you tell yourself the truth. And then, but you can, like you said, you can cover it up with a Band-Aid. But when you got somebody that loves you, they're going to really tell you the truth. You know, being married 31 years, we tell each other the truth. And sometimes we may sugarcoat it a little bit, you know, just to keep faith. But to be honest, we got to really let it go and let God handle everything. And that's why we come back together and say, I was wrong.
And then you have to love the person. Because I remember I've always been, so I had to learn how to tell the truth, Aaliyah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is I just, whatever come up, come out. And that is not God. Because I didn't temper that thing. I didn't put any gentleness on it. And Antonio, tell him how you used to tell me to speak. You put something on it.
Put a little honey on it.
He said, put a little honey on it. He said, I'll probably listen to you if you put a little honey on it. I was coming all out with lime juice.
Our first nature is to defend ourselves, and we'll shut down. We'll pull up a wall, you know, even though the person telling you the truth, the truth, you know, is there, but it's the way, it's how we deliver it, and then how we receive it.
Right.
You know, certain people can handle harsh, but everybody is molded different, and so we got to be able to have a spirit of discernment, knowing who to speak, knowing who we're speaking
to. You need to be in a relationship.
And how to deal with that, and relationship forms that.
And then you know what else, Aaliyah, whether they can accept it or not, I'm a woman. He's a man. I'm his wife. And the word of God says I need to respect him. And that looks differently for every man. But for my man, respect like me, putting some honey on it. And so when I finally understood Ephesians 5:33, the baby, I really learned that makes him, I don't want to emasculate my man. I don't want that. And the same way we want them loving us. Well, it's a give and take. And so I didn't just need to say it just because he said put some honey on it. God said it first. He didn't write Ephesians. God did. And so that's how we learned how to do that. And that's how we ended up getting to the point where we could walk into forgiveness and unforgiveness. And it is tough. But when you know that person loves you and they're not out to hurt you, you got to stop for a minute and say, wait a minute. That's my girl, or that's my friend, or what have you. I have friends I've been friends with a long time, and it took us a long time to get where we could tell each other the truth without we're out of friends for 2 weeks. It has to mature. That's what it is. I was on a call prayer last night with some warriors and some married people, and we were talking about mature love. That's just not in marriage. I mean, mature. You and I could be friends, Aaliyah. And if you tell me, Linda, I think you should have done that better, then I got to kind of listen to you. I pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got to understand, Aaliyah's out for my best. She's not out to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
See? Yeah.
Right. Being open to those people that's in your inner circle that you know that has your best interest at heart.
Right.
Right. Love it. And the way I worded it in the event thing was having accountability partners in your circle. So yeah, I love that. Yes. So if someone was trying to reach out to you and they relationship coaching, how would they reach out to you to connect? Because you guys have so much wisdom.
They can call us. Our phone number, you can reach out to us at 678-499-1802. You can email us at leeandleeproductions@gmail.com. You can go to our website at leeandleepro.com. We're on Facebook under Lee and Lee Productions. We're on Twitter at Solid as One. I don't even remember what my Instagram handle is. I just know we got on it. But you can always call us 678-499-1802. 678-499-1802. Please come out to the show. Please understand why it's important to be solid as one. And you'll get the question answered. When a family is solid, can unforgiveness break them? Come and find out. It might not, but come out and find out. And the Lawrence family is the focal family in this place. Come find out. It'll make you laugh. It's going to make you cry, but I promise you will be able to relate. And like I said, we're just there to plant seeds. And even though we're talking about the show, and we definitely want you out at the show, I just feel my heart. I feel God leading me to say this to people on the line that are in relationship, marriage, whether you're contemplating marriage, you're getting out of a marriage, you got some friends or what have you that you may be having problems with. Have you put the work in? Our mentors, Sheree and Glenn Brooks, says marriage works. We say relationships work because we deal in relationships. But are you putting the work in? Are you loving on that? Are you wanting everything to come your way? I feel neglected. You don't talk to me. What have you done? You know, and just, it's okay to suffer. The Word of God said we will come to know God in what, Aaliyah?
I'm sorry, I was typing.
We will come to know him in his suffering. So we have to suffer a little bit sometimes. Yes, yes. So I guess I just want to tell people, don't give up on your relationships. Don't turn your back on people because someone hurt you. Don't close their heart off to loving someone else. And don't close your heart off to loving the one that you're with if you have not exhausted all of your resources to love them.
Again, I say it's a give and take. You know, you got to be able to give to receive, and knowing how to receive friendship or learn how to receive love, you got to be able to give that same amount. You know, and sometimes it always don't come back from the person that you're expecting.
Oh my goodness, that's a good one. That's good. I had to get over that. I really had to be delivered of that. So I'm a hard lover. Right, Aaliyah, I love hard. I'm a birthday person. I know everybody's birthday, and I want to love on you and da da da. So I thought it was gonna come back the same way. Not only does it not come back, it don't come back from the exact people you give it out. And God had to tell me, I never told you that was gonna happen. I just said give it. I just said walk in. I never said Shaquan was gonna call you back and say, great job, atta girl. I just said you need to walk in love in order to give me glory. It's about him getting the glory.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. I was typing that stuff you were saying, girl. I was trying to get some of that in there. I was like, I can't keep up.
Amen. And do, you know, I want everybody to please pray for Antonio and I, our family, the whole Lee and Lee. We call it the family, L-E-E. Please pray for us because the enemy don't want us out here doing this, talking this, and nothing else. And so as soon as we get off this line, he's crouched outside our door, but he's a liar. There's no truth in him. And he's messing with the wrong people. And, you know, because we'll fight him with the word, but we still need people praying for us and keeping us covered. The cast of Solid is One. I let people know as they were cast, right, when we get to rehearsals. I said, do know in the 10 to 12 weeks that we rehearse, you're going to get hit with a situation with forgiveness. And every week we come back in there, and sometimes we can't even get through rehearsal without having small group. We have to just – sometimes we just have a prayer session. I'm fasting right now with one of the lead stars of Solid is One. We've been fasting since Monday just for healing, just for covering. And so pray for us. Please don't think because we're out here walking in what God tells us to do that we got it all wrapped up. It's a daily, daily walk every single day. That's why we don't mind telling our business, not just to tell it, to let you know you're not rocking in that boat alone.
I tell people all the time, my story is not for me. It's for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, we got a lot of wisdom. I tell my friends and my accountability partner, we got a lot of wisdom in the grave.
In the grave.
That didn't get passed on. But
amen.
I can't harvest it and I can't carry it with me. I got to release it so God can give me more.
Amen. We always said we're not just leaving a legacy for our children,
mm-hmm.
our grandchildren, and other people. We want to live some of the legacy that we're leaving.
Amen.
No, I mean, I don't care who calls me. I'll tell them real quick. I'm not trying to make you stay in your marriage. I'm not trying to make you stay with your friend. All I'm telling you is that when I tell you my story and you see how God turned it around, all I'm saying is try God. I'm not saying mimic
mm-hmm.
Antonio and Linda. Sometimes we
mm-hmm.
sit back and think of some of the stuff that we did and went through. I'm like, God, you either God just, he is truly love or he crazy. Because if it were me, if I was God, Antonio and I both would be in hell. And now we're out here walking and doing his work. He's an amazing, mighty God.
Amen. So I want you to tell the people one more time the title of the play, in the event that some of the people join late, the title of the play, the show times, the location, how they can get the tickets, and how they can contact you guys.
Okay, well, we got Lee and Lee Productions presents Solid as One. It's Sunday, April 30th, 2017. That is the last day of this month.
Yeah.
We got a 4:30 show and a 7:30 show at the Great Synchronicity Theater at 1545 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, 30309. Tickets are available at Eventbrite. You can hit Solid as One, Eventbrite.com. Tickets are only $20. And also we have a group rate of 10. The tickets drop down to 15. But we have to get 10 all at one time.
10 people.
That's 10 people saying, okay, I want to go to the great play, Solid as One. I want to come to the 4:30 show. You hit the group rate, and that price will come up, and you put all your names and all the information in, and then you'll
get
your tickets.
And they can also call us, because some people aren't
and
computer.
You can call us, and we can walk you through the process over the phone at 678-499-1802. That's 678-499-1802. Again, Solid as One.
Solid as One.
Sunday, April 30th. That's the end of this month.
Yes. Please come out to the show. Pack the house. Amen. You come to the 4:30, Aaliyah?
Yes, I'm coming to the 4:30. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I want people, you know, we have some corporate sponsors that will be. We have Richard Woon. He's a photographer. And we have a couple of corporate sponsors coming on board. But because you gave us this opportunity to be able to come and speak to everyone on your show, we would love for the MC to call you out and talk about your show as well, Aaliyah.
Hey, ma'am. I appreciate that. And I appreciate you guys joining us because you're helping people with your visibility, your transparency, because, again, many people don't want to be transparent. You know, they want to look like they've always had it together, but that's not what's healing. That's not what's bringing healing to the people, healing to the land. So I just thank God for you guys' obedience. I thank you all for how you're supporting each other. I mean, because he's so proud of you, and you're so proud of him, and it shows, and you're both passionate about what you do. So I truly thank God for you all joining us this evening and being a light.
Thank you, Aaliyah.
You are so welcome. So we'll be looking forward to interviewing you guys again with something new soon. We know that that CD is going to be going viral, and we just thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Aaliyah. Thank you, everybody.
You are so welcome. You have a
2017.
Yes, ma'am. Solid as One. They got to get there. All right, guys. I'm telling you, if you miss any of this awesome interview, We talked about the power and forgiveness with Antonia and Linda Lee. Antonia and Linda have been married 31 years. I'm telling you, they got transparent. And they helped you understand that, hey, they haven't been where they are always. But they are now solid as one, stronger than ever. And they're allowing God to use them in so many ways, through books, through plays. And so many lives are being changed, whether they're in relationships or just seeing themselves. They're now saying, ooh, I'm that man in the mirror. Let me take a look and assess, what am I doing? What have I done? And they're saying, you know what? I was holding on to unforgiveness, but I can't allow God to bless me. I'm tying his hands with me just holding on to this. Let me release this to God so that he can do a work in me. So I tell you, I don't know who, you know, if you're listening live or you're listening to the recording, if that word is for you, it's not worth it. Let it go. Let that person go, because you're only holding yourself hostage. They've moved on. So it's time for you to walk into the greatness and everything that God has called you to. But you got to let go. You got to release that person. You got to release that thing, whatever it is that has been holding you hostage. It's time to let it go. It's time to walk in the freedom of who God has called you to be. I'm telling you, there's so many gifts, talents, and abilities on the inside of you. Now it's time to walk in, and it's time to dream again. It's time to live again. The time is now. And I tell you, it's such a blessing to be able to interview people who are like Linda and Antonio, just people who love God, love what they do, and walking in purpose and on purpose, and living life intentionally, because that's what it's about, living this kingdom life, not just talking about something, but living it and people seeing and feeling the life off of you, because that's who you are. You're not putting on airs for anybody. That's your life. And it's beautiful when you've gotten to that place in God, when you've gotten to that place and understanding your identity in Christ. I am so excited. Guys, if you want to sow into the ministry, On Fire to Inspire, you can actually be a sponsor for the show at $25 for an entire month. We actually talk about, we talk about your show, we talk of your events, we talk about your books, your businesses. Every week we give you a shout out, so to speak. We share your business or whatever you're sharing with us to share for $25 for the entire month. So you can let your friends or whoever know that has a business, product, or service. And they can email us at Gmail, onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. On Fire to Inspire actually was birthed out of a book that God gave me. And that book is available as an ebook. It's also available as a paperback. And it's also available as an audio CD. So you have music playing in the background by Third Heaven Sound. And then you have all of the pieces. And I actually am doing all of the pieces. So again, you know, God is doing a new thing. He will complete the work that he's begun. He is doing that for Antonio and Linda. He's going to do it for you. He is doing it for you. It's time for you to see it. It's time for you to take those blinders off. It's time. I thank God for each and every one of you tonight. And again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. It is time for you to walk in the greatness that God has already called you to. No more existing, no more stagnation, and no more excuses. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I'll talk to you guys next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you guys. Have a great night.